An oil tanker struck an endangered humpback whale and carried it on its bow into Port Valdez. Crewmen Monday on an escort vessel spotted the 40 to 50 foot whale along the waterline of the tanker Kodiak as it docked. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration spokeswoman Sheila McLean says the whale was lodged on the bulbous protrusion of the ship's bow. Valdez residents say they can't remember a similar incident in the 30 years that tankers have been picking up oil from the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Officials say they don't know if the whale was alive when it was struck by the ship. This summer, researchers from the University of Alaska Marine Advisory Program across the state will be working with salmon fishermen on identifying ways to help keep whales out of fishing nets. Kate Wynn and Bree Witteveen will be tracking whales on the fishing grounds and talking with fishermen on what techniques they use to keep the big mammals, mostly humpbacks, out of their gear. Noisemakers have been a popular option in the past, but things like seal bombs going off in the water could harm the whale's sensitive hearing. Wynn says the secret is finding just the right balance.
If you have seals coming into your net, you have to have a very bad disincentive for them to outweigh the food. But if you have just this stumbling, probably young whale, you just need to alert them to the fact that the net's there. So it doesn't have to be an excessive noise. And we're trying to find out what the minimum is that we could get away with and still be effective.
Witteveen says there are not a lot of humpback whales getting entangled in Kodiak waters, maybe one every other year or so, but she says the chance of an encounter increases yearly as the whales continue their recovery from commercial whaling.
So it seems that at least the North Pacific humpback population has maybe recovered to that of pre-whaling numbers. So obviously you're going to have a lot more animals in the water and the chances for interactions are going to increase. And the rate of increase is thought to be about 6 to 8% a year. So it's pretty significant for a large mammal like that.
Logbooks are available for fishermen who would like to keep track of their encounters with whales, even if there was no entanglement.